Oh my god, here we are!
Hello!
We've started.
Good. Yes, yeah.
Good start.
Nothing to say.
We've finished.
Yeah, next.
Antics Podcast 24. Woo! We've never oohed a number before, I don't think.
Yeah, we do. We ooh every week, don't we?
Every week. When was the last time a podcast got done?
Oh, Jesus. Shall we go round the room?
Yes.
Gav here.
Ashley.
Daryl.
Brad.
Kyle.
Fiona.
Fiona.
My
Fiona.
God.
You have been on the podcast before, to be fair.
Yeah.
But now, how would you class your status nowadays?
Official antic member? Official antic? One of the antics?
Right, you're probably going to need to think about it. Yeah.
I don't know. What would you describe it as?
New member.
Noob, for sure.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm not new, though. You all know who I am.
Yeah, but you're new to the antics.
As officially.
Fair enough. You know, I was, you know... I don't know.
I'll tell you what, okay, for people who don't know you, because you've not been on it much, tell us three interesting facts about yourself.
Jesus.
I've only got 15 minutes on this podcast.
Oh, one interesting fact.
I haven't got any interesting facts.
Oh, God. Brad, tell us an interesting fact about Fiona.
Oh, no, you'll embarrass me.
This morning, Fiona had her first little car bump.
Car bump?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a car on Friday, a new one. Right. Like, well, yeah, so this is a car I've been driving, and today I bumped it into a wing mirror that happened to be Brad's wing mirror.
Right.
But, in my defence, the wing mirror was already broken, so all I did was knock the tape out of place, so it was then hanging off again. And also, he was parked on the road where I said, you might be better off parking inside where we have, like, a space to park. And he was like, it'll be fine on the road, so I hit it on purpose to teach him a lesson.
So really, Brad, you're a moron.
Yeah.
So hang on, you couldn't have even angled it in if you wanted to. It was just broken.
The wing mirror, no, it was gaffer taped on goods. A mixture of gaffer tape and brown parcel. So silver gaffer tape,
right.
Brown parcel tape on a black car.
Well, have you gaffer taped the other one on the other side so it matches?
I should do that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It wasn't broken, it was just trying to make it look so crap that nobody would nick it. Like people do with bicycles and stuff.
What? Do what? Put tape on it?
No. People make the bikes, especially when they have to leave them at stations and stuff, look purposely crap, just so people don't steal them. I know a guy who bought £1,000 bike, and if you put sellotape over your lights and over your reflectors and stuff, it doesn't affect them, but over time, this is really boring, this, isn't it? It makes it like a mildew effect, and it goes all...
Yeah, but hang on a minute. Who buys a really expensive bike and then starts immediately damaging it?
Why would you just buy a cheap
really shitty
bike?
Now?
People have to leave it at stations.
But why
wouldn't
you just buy a cheap bike? Yeah.
Take it on the train.
But this information is
get
out there now.
Bike.
I know.
Some thieves are going to be stealing really shit bikes. Ha-ha, made a fortune.
Well, that's my one gone, then.
I used to ride a fold-up bike for a bit.
Was it a Brompton? Was it a Brompton 410? Was it... Did you have a 4:12 gear ratio as well?
I have never seen you this excited about anything.
I'm more surprised that Gav can ride a bike.
Why?
Because you look like the kind of person who never learnt to ride a bike.
Piss off. Who has that look about them?
You. Clearly you do.
Wow, okay, brilliant. Deeply offended.
You must say that other fold-up bike brands are available.
Yes. I don't know what they are.
Are they still available?
I'm sure.
Daryl?
Can you still buy fold-up bikes today?
No, I once had a 2-hour conversation while at work have been paid to do some work.
Yeah, it's recorded
with a gentleman called Trevor who told me all about his Brompton bicycle and his gear ratios and that he got it in two-tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you manage to drag that out for 2 hours?
They do it, the bike lovers, fucking hell.
Look, Fiona, I don't know, my normal job is electric gates, so a fold-up bike is practically ecstasy for me today, if I'm honest. So,
oh, dear.
You know.
We've literally burnt a quarter of the podcast on literally nothing.
Oh, God,
Welcome back.
We've got two furs to go.
Do you want to know what is also burnt?
Yes.
The clutch on my car, because I cannot drive very well.
Oh, wow. How long have you had the car?
Since Friday. It's not actually burnt. It just smells bad when I try to drive up a hill.
And change gears.
Well, no, changing gears is fine. It's just getting it up on the hill, and it's like, you put your revs up. But then my car is making a noise that makes me think, this car's not happy. And then it makes a smell that makes me think, oh, God, this car's going to just pass out.
Is it just new car smell?
No, it's just Fiona cannot handle a clutch.
New car smell is great, not burnt.
Yeah, that's one of the trials you'll have to try. Don't do it in your car. Me and my dad always do. We get a hire car, is that you have to put it through its paces, and one of the top trials is if it can set off in top gear. So, like, so you put it in fifth gear from a standing start, and you've got to slip the clutch slowly, slowly until you actually get away in top gear. The Kia Sportage is the top in class for setting off in top gear.
Wait, if you put it in top gear and try to take off, surely it just starts jumping, doesn't it? Just
you've
like...
got to really slip the clutch a lot.
In fifth gear
and
or
it
sixth?
Stinks.
Are we talking five or six?
It was six in as well.
Wow, that's
nice. Yeah, and it stunk.
Yeah, I bet. Great. What an activity. Some people go rock climbing. Yeah.
How often do you hire cars?
We'll not go into that. Otherwise somebody might get sacked.
Daryl and his dad have the weekly Top Gear challenge.
Are you going to tell us about anything related to Top Gear, Daryl?
Yeah.
Well, I can't confirm anything. There's only been a few emails from me and Chris.
Right.
It's probably a no, because there's a lot more talented people out there than me. So.
Don't put yourself down, Daryl. Come on.
Well... As you see, it's better to...
just to confirm here, you have submitted...
Yes.
An application for a presenter role.
Because if I didn't, and then some dork from Surrey got it, I'd just never live it down.
Did you actually do that?
Yeah.
Wait. Look at that. Why were you joking?
And it's just into open application.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Why not everybody just...
Because we don't know about cars. Daryl blatantly knows about everything boring under the sun.
Except cars, because he starts a car in six.
To be fair, that sounds like a great Top Gear
challenge. Oh, that is slipped. Chris, don't listen to this. Don't steal my idea, Chris.
Are you James May or Richard Hammond?
I don't know. I don't, wa-
who,
I don't,
who
I don't
do,
want
out
to
of the original three, who do you sort of think you're most like?
Oh, Noel Evans.
Right, okay, not talking about him.
Oh, not the original.
Not the
original. Oh, sorry, Gav, I'm sorry.
No. The actual. Modern, the modern three, yeah. If you can call three old men a modern trio, yeah.
See, I don't think anyone can ever hold a torch, whatever, to Clarkson. That's the thing.
Right.
It's not possible, is it?
But if you could, you would say Clarkson.
Well, apart from him being effectively Jesus Mark II. You know, it's hard to say, but yeah.
Have you got this planet? Who would be your Stig?
Who would be my Stig?
Yeah.
Well, he can't reveal that, can he?
Fiona.
Well, exactly.
Fiona.
Is the clutch smelly? Yeah. We know who it is.
Fiona!
The Stig is stuck on the start line.
Oh no, she put it in reverse on the start line.
Starts in fifth verse, it's his dad.
Works his way down.
Oh, wow. Screw Amazon Prime, who needs that? Just watch this programme.
Yeah. Send this to them, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah.
Gold.
Right.
Well, that was great.
Any other conversations?
Oh, no, I thought you were going to bring something up there.
No. Oh, right. I can do.
How's your day been?
Yeah. He's not suitable for podcast material.
But, okay.
Yeah. Weekend's all right. We're supposed to be going to the beach on Saturday. Yeah, didn't go to the beach because we realised it was too far away.
Right.
So I went to the peaks and then sprained my ankle.
Lovely.
Yeah. How far I broke it, I didn't.
And did you go to the hospital?
Yeah, I went to A&E. Right. It's that kind of pain.
Did you fall or did you just kind of like...
It was oh, silly.
Did you tumble down a...
Tumble down a hill, but of my own accord.
So you threw yourself down
So you threw yourself down
a
hill.
Yeah. Gotcha. I was thrown in American football.
Did you style it out?
No, because there was a metal wire in the middle of the peaks which I tripped on.
Right.
I don't know why it was there, but...
For you, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you follow it? It could have led to like a secret lair.
I didn't. I was too busy fuming.
And falling.
Yeah. Were you on the floor going, ah?
Yeah. And I was fine. But it was immediately afterwards when I got home, it started hurting. I had to ring up my mates to come pick me up again.
Not immediately afterwards, the time it took you to get from the peaks back to your house.
When I sat down and rested, I thought, fucking hell, this really hurts. But then it got worse, and then there's a bit where you can't feel the pain in your foot, you can't actually feel your foot.
Yeah.
And it got so bad, the pain, where I got a knob on. Have you ever had that?
I'm sorry, what?
You're going to have to...
Hang on, sorry, I thought I heard there that the pain got so bad that you got a knob on.
Yeah, have you never had that?
Why are you looking at me? Yes!
Come on, Ashley. Yes. I need some backup here, fucking hell.
No one's willing to answer.
One time I sat down on a chair and hit like the bottom of your spine bone, cock six.
And you got a knob on?
No, but the overwhelming urge to pee, like to have a wee at that time, was it almost took over me. I thought I was going to wee my pants because it hurt really weird. So that was like a weird out of inside body experience.
Yeah.
But I can't say I've ever got an erection from hurting my feet.
Yeah, because you're not a bloke.
The blokes in the room, can you
was that also treated?
It wasn't because of the foot, it's just because the pain was so intense. I was like, fucking hell! And then just knob on happened. That is weird.
Maybe it was like survival instinct. Maybe you thought you were going to die. So you're like, I need to continue my seed.
It's just really odd. I mean, it's like accidentally catching my finger on a hot stove and then go, oh, now I've got an erection.
No. It's not that kind of pain, though.
Right, okay.
It was like constant pain for a long time. And it just transferred to my nostrils.
Doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah. Did you explain that to the doctor?
Oh. Mr. Williams, please, can you explain this?
She was a minger.
Wow. Doctor, my ankle's hurting. Why have you got your trousers on? Pull your trousers on.
Are you not going to solve this?
That's our NHS money being spent on that.
Waiting time was great.
Oh, yeah, waiting for you to go down, you dirty old kid.
It's because they wanted you out of there.
Right, forget all knob on related fingers. I had this little girly night and he was just constantly. I have to get rid of the knob on. She was so weird. I thought, no, right? It was really weird. She was like, she was messing with my, like, she was trying to touch my foot.
Oh, God. Well, just stop.
There was a girl who was also in A&E. You didn't have a little girl in A&E.
She's called Sally. Do you want to meet her?
No, she was with her mum. Her mum hurt her finger. And mum were there too. And anyway, this little girl, she was. Kept trying to touch my foot. I was like, you bang out of order, stop it.
Touch your foot?
Yeah, because it really fucking hurts. I feel like I broke it. And then her mum said, oh, I'm so sorry. Savannah, the girl was called.
Right.
Not a name. Then I said, at least he's got courage. And she went, it's a girl! And then stormed off.
Right. So did you know it was a girl? No. The oh, right, okay.
It looked like a bloke.
A bloke? A six-year-old girl.
Was like, a six-year-old boy.
A bloke or a boy. They're two very different things.
Blokes drink John Smith's. I don't think a little girl in A&E.
I drink John Smith.
Do you really?
That makes you a bloke by gas standards.
You're quite blokey.
Thank you, Fiona. That's a good compliment.
Yeah. What other things define a bloke?
Right. Right, he's got to say that.
And then manual labour, probably.
Manual labour, okay. All
right. I think blokes sometimes tend to be a bit of a dickhead.
Oh, Jesus.
When someone drops a plate in it. Once someone drops a plate in a restaurant, they go, "Hey!"
Blokey blokes like sports and pub sports.
Okay.
Like sports.
What's a pub sport?
A pub sport is... Like there's a thing like cribbage, dominoes,
cribbage.
Darts.
How many blokey blokes play cribbage?
I've never heard of that.
Hang on. Pint and a game of cribbage.
John, who's the guy who plays cribbage? Oh, yeah, that bloke.
John. John plays cribbage down at Nag's Edge. You know, John. Cribbage, John. Cribbage eyes.
John, yeah. I love Johnny.
Then there's darts, Neil.
Darts, Neil?
Right.
Snooker, pool.
Right, hang on. Now we're getting into names of blokes.
Dominoes, Phil. Well, you've never met a bloke called Francis, have you?
Yeah.
Or Angelo.
Francis Underwood.
Who?
House of Cards.
See, cards, though. He plays cards.
Nobody on House of Cards could be classed as a bloke.
Yeah,
that's really
the president of the United States.
Yeah, that's not a bloke.
He's not a bloke, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and they're American as well. So.
Yeah.
Is he like a
blokes have got to be British, surely.
Thank you, Gav.
Well, no, but that's just by definition, surely.
What would the American?
That's English as well.
Version. I don't know.
Answers on a postcard, please.
Yeah.
The American equivalent of a bloke.
Yeah, there's a. Oh, you're just half American, actually. Mm. So.
Are you a bloke?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I can believe that's why I was looking at the knob on.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, how long have we got left?
We've got about a minute and 20 left.
And can I just say, we've gone through this whole podcast in the first one in the month of August and not mentioned the Fringe once.
Yeah. And that's where this started.
Yes.
It was.
Two years ago. Yeah.
So 2 years ago.
Listen
so we've
back.
Done 24 podcasts in 2 years. That's 1 month.
That's 1 month.
That's not bad, is it?
That's not bad. Yeah.
That's some quick ass maths.
Yeah.
How did you work that out?
Well, what I did is, I've got 57 seconds. I'll drag it out. What I did was I did 2 years.
You did 2 years?
Yeah, I did 2 years.
Well, like math school?
No, and we don't talk Sam about Quentin. It in Borstal.
We've clearly not progressed in 2 years.
I know, we haven't.
Let's end it on a high.
Go
on.
Okay. Kyle?
Me. I went on holiday and my mate threw a sausage at a Hungarian police officer.
Brilliant. Daryl,
why did you save that to the end?
any closing comments from anyone?
Chris, if you're listening, Gizabelle.
Chris Evans, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, please, just checking. Not Chris Waters or...
No, no, no. Well, yeah, you'll give me a bell as well, Chris.
Any other Chris's?
I need a word about that that Matt you never give me back.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else got a Chris?
Oh, why is that called Chris?
Oh, is he called Chris? Yeah. Thanks for the car, Chris. Guy called Matt, I want my day-to-day DVD back, you fuck.
That's all we got time for.
Yeah. Bye!
Bye! Bye. Bye.